Dino, it's a big moment for the club on Friday, the launch of the Football Community Scheme.
Yeah, it's massive, and I think the way the club's going, I think this is the next step. Get football and community back on board and get the youngsters of Darlington and the surrounding areas back supporting the club.
You've spoken to the head teachers, the primary school head teachers in the town, and I think it's fair to say that they're all quite enthusiastic about you going around the schools.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. It's a good opportunity for the schools to get Darlington Football Club in to see what we do as well, and I think the schools will get quite a lot out of it as well, because we have a lot to offer as a football club, meeting the manager, doing assemblies, merchandise, things like that. So I think the primary schools are looking forward to getting us on board too.
One of the main features of football in the community is offering the match day experience.
Yeah, it's great match day experiences. Get the schools down together as classes, 30, 40 kids down, bring them to the game, show them what we're all about, let them feel the atmosphere, and hopefully they'll be the fans of the club in the future.
And they'll be able to go on the pitch and take penalties in front of the Darlington fans at half time.
Yeah, penalty shootouts, matches. I took penalties when I was a kid, and that's why I'm a fan. So I'd like to think if we could get that going again, you never know, we might be able to get some more fans for the future.
And as well, they'll be able to meet the players in the changing rooms before the start of the match, which will be great for them, won't it?
Well, that's it. I'm sure like older fans would want to do that, go in the changing room and meet all the players and see what it's all about before the game. And the youngsters love it, sign autographs. The players are great, getting photos with them, sign the shirts, etc. And it's a great opportunity for the kids to meet the players.
As a coach, you've got plenty of experience as well, haven't you? Because you started some of your coaching career acting in the football community about 10 years ago.
Well, that's it. I'm 30 now. I don't like to say that, but I'm 30 now. And at 16, my first job was with Football and Community part-time under Kevin Stonehouse at the arena. And since then, I've been part of the football club since then. So it's been really pleasing for me to see this come back around. And for me, it's a massive opportunity to get Football and Community back up and running under my management. So I'm looking forward to it.
And it's a great opportunity as well for the young public to come along to the football club, isn't it? Because the youngsters of today are the fans of tomorrow.
Well, that's it. Some kids might not get the opportunity to come to a Darlington game, and it's on the doorstep. You see them all in the Man United tops, the Chelsea tops, and they've never been to a Darlington game. And hopefully soon, if we bring them to the game, when we get 3 points, which we normally do at home, you'd like to think that they'll come back with their parents and come to another game and hopefully be fans for their life.